Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, June 2nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Green car news breaks. Mullen Automotive Inc. Nolan increases ownership of Bollinger Motors to 95%, resolves receivership. Mullen Automotive Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol MULN, has increased its ownership of Bollinger Motors to 95% by acquiring an additional 21% stake, boosting shareholder equity by around $3.5 million. This move comes after MULN resolved outstanding claims and debt that had put Bollinger under receivership, a case now dismissed with prejudice. Bollinger will operate independently under MULN's ownership, with full support for its commercial EV lineup, including the all-electric B4 chassis cab. Mullen plans to use synergies to speed up the B4's development and drive growth in the commercial EV sector. D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS, launches commercial availability of Advantage 2 TM quantum system. D-Wave Quantum Inc. launches the Advantage 2 quantum system, featuring a 4,400-plus qubit processor with improved coherence and connectivity. The system offers a 75% reduction in noise and a 40% energy scale increase over its predecessor. Customers can access the system via D-Wave's Leap Cloud service or deploy it on-premises. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz hails the Advantage 2 as a significant achievement in helping customers leverage quantum computing. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing systems, software, and services, offering the world's first commercial quantum computers for real-world applications in optimization, material simulation, and AI.
Green energy breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, NASDAQ, FMST, appoints Cameron McKay as VP of Exploration to drive uranium strategy. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, trading as NASDAQ, FMST, and CSET, has appointed Cameron McKay as Vice President of Exploration, effective June 1, 2025. With over a decade of uranium exploration experience, including discoveries in Canada's Athabasca Basin, McKay's expertise aligns with Foremost's strategy to advance its 10 uranium properties. This move comes as demand for nuclear energy rises as a clean power source. Foremost Clean Energy aims to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium to support global energy transition goals. Alongside its exploration partner, Denison, Foremost will focus on a strategic exploration strategy to identify resources by testing drill-ready targets. For more information, visit foremostcleanenergy.com.
Tech media breaks. Secure private at CSCSF, GDT Zirith. Appoint strategic advisory board to drive global growth and government engagement. Secure Private Data at SIPRHE has formed a strategic advisory board with Jill Kelly, James M. Connolly, and Nicholas Perrault to drive global growth and government engagement. Kelly will focus on elevating Seeker's brand among government and enterprise stakeholders. Connolly brings decades of diplomatic and corporate relations experience, and Perrault will support growth strategy through global partnerships. CEO Alain Guyet highlighted the board's contributions to active discussions across multiple regions, reinforcing Secure's mission to deliver privacy-first cybersecurity solutions. Secure Private Data is a Swiss-based provider of secure communications and data management solutions for consumers, businesses, and governments worldwide. For more information, visit Secure's website at secure.com. Nicola Mining Inc., OTCQBIF, strategically positioned in British Columbia's critical minerals boom, Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol M and on the OTCQB under the symbol HUSF, is strategically positioned in British Columbia's critical minerals boom. With a projected $3.5 trillion energy transition driving exceptional mining investment opportunities, Nikola stands out with its portfolio of assets and strategic locations. As BC's only third-party ore mill, Nikola operates on a capital-efficient revenue model that generates immediate cash flow and minimizes share dilution. With global demand for copper, gold, and silver on the rise amid the clean energy transition, Nikola Mining has established a unique dual revenue model in Canada's mineral-rich British Columbia, offering investors exposure to both immediate cash flow and significant long-term upside. This emerging player in the critical minerals market deserves attention. Investor news breaks. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, secures over $1 million in contracts, including new ASR and ECD deployments. Knightscope Inc. has secured over $1 million in contracts, including new ASR and ECD deployments. The agreements consist of orders for 525 emergency communication devices and commitments for 7 autonomous security robots. Notable highlights include 118 ECDs for college campuses, a K5 ASR deployment by a major real estate firm, and extended maintenance contracts in the public sector. Additionally, 13 ASR subscriptions were renewed, showcasing Knightscope's growing recurring revenue model and expanding presence in AI-powered security solutions.
Rockbreak's Nikola Mining Inc., MMM FSE, OTCQB, OTCEO Spotlights, Permlits, Mill Restart, and Multi-Metal Growth on Stocks to Watch. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXV, FSE, and OTCQB, is gearing up to restart its fully permitted mill in June 2025, ensuring 8 years of continuous production. CEO Peter Esbig highlighted the company's 6 active permits, including for gold, silver, copper, quarrying, and milling. Nikola Mining holds a unique status as Canada's sole designated mining industrial site, granting province-wide processing rights for gold and silver. The company also owns the new Craigmont project, a high-grade copper property, and the Treasure Mountain property, which includes 30 mineral claims. For more information, visit the company's website at nikolamining.com.
Mining news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. UCU secures definitive $18.4 million DOD award to build first commercial RapidSX system. Ucore Rare Metals has secured an $18.4 million award from the U.S. Department of Defense to build its first commercial-scale RapidSX rare earth separation system in Louisiana. The total funding under Ucore's OT agreement now stands at $22.4 million. The system will be capable of processing rare earth oxides starting in the second half of 2026. A groundbreaking ceremony was recently held with local, state, and federal leaders present. The facility's location in a foreign trade zone offers logistical and tax advantages. Ucore is also receiving support from Canadian federal and provincial programs to establish a domestic supply chain for critical minerals. The company aims to disrupt China's control of the North American REE supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects. Next gold powerhouse emerges as prices break records. Gold prices have surged to record highs above $3,000 per ounce, outpacing major indices like the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. With U.S. debt to GDP over 120% and negative real interest rates, gold remains a reliable hedge. Institutional investors now seek leverage, scalability, and cash flow. ES Gold Corp stands out as a near-term gold producer with clean balance sheets, high IRR, and scalable operational models. Central banks are buying more gold, driving institutional capital towards companies like ES Gold. Other key players in the gold market include BHP Group Limited, Barrick Mining Corporation, Agnico Eagle Mines, and Wheaton Precious Metals. ES Gold offers investors a pathway to include gold in their portfolios, catering to the demand for sustainable exposure to the yellow metal. Mining news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp., OTCQB, LGCXF, mobilizes drill rig for 2025 program at Santa Fe Mine. Lahontan Gold Corp. has mobilized a drill rig for its 2025 program at the Santa Fe Mine in Nevada. The first phase will focus on the slab target area, aiming to expand gold and silver resources. Initial assay results are expected in 4 to 6 weeks. Lahontan holds 4 gold and silver properties in Nevada and plans to advance the Santa Fe mine project towards production. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website.
Investor news breaks.
Telomere Pharmaceuticals, Niello, to pursue partnerships at Bio 2025 as IND prep for Telomere 1 advances. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, listed on NASDAQ as TILO, will be participating in the Bio International Convention 2025 in Boston to pursue partnerships through bio one-on-one partnering. The company is preparing to submit an IND application by year-end for its lead candidate, Telomere 1, designed to elongate telomeres and reverse core aging mechanisms. Telomere 1 shows potential across rare diseases like progeria, Werner's syndrome, and Wilson's disease, as well as conditions including type 2 diabetes, aggressive prostate cancer, and macular degeneration. Telomere plans to start first-in-human dosing in the first half of 2026 and is seeking FDA guidance on novel clinical endpoints for accelerated development pathways. Biomed news breaks, NutriBand Inc. NASDAQ, NTRB, posts record Q1 revenue, advances Aversa fentanyl development. NutriBand Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol NTRB, has reported record first quarter revenue of $667,000, marking a 63% year-over-year increase. This growth is attributed to expanded kinesiology tape production and increased retail presence at major stores like Target, Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS. The company is focusing on enhancing shareholder value by scaling production and advancing the development of Aversa fentanyl, an abuse-deterrent transdermal opioid patch. A strategic partnership with Condiva Drug Delivery will help cover development costs as Aversa moves towards regulatory approval. The product is expected to generate annual U.S. sales of $80 million to $200 million. For more information about NutriBand Inc. and its innovative products, visit NutriBand.com. Investor news breaks. Uranium Energy Corp., YS American, UEC, ramps up U.S. production as nuclear demand surges. Uranium Energy Corp., American UEC, has filed its Form 10-Q for the quarter ended April 30, 2025, showcasing operational progress amid the U.S. nuclear capacity surge. CEO Amir Adnani highlighted ISR production in Wyoming, ongoing work at the Burke Hollow Project in Texas, and pre-feasibility prep at Canada's Rough Rider Project. The quarter saw startup of Header House 10-7 at Christensen Ranch, expansion drilling, and infrastructure upgrades. In Texas, 101 new holes were drilled at Burke Hollow, with progress on equipment installation and trunkline integration. In Wyoming, UEC is aiming for a scalable ISR platform. Metallurgical work and pre-feasibility planning are ongoing at the Rough Rider Project in Saskatchewan. For more information, visit uraniumenergy.com.
UGI upgrades starting next week in Hellertown. UGI Utilities will begin system upgrades in Hellertown the week of June 9th as part of their commitment to provide safe and reliable service. This project will offer opportunities for homes and businesses along the route to convert to natural gas. The work will impact Easton Road between Lower Saucon Road and Cherry Lane, with construction starting at 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Additionally, Ringhofer Road will close 24/7 between Easton Road and Cherry Hill Road starting in mid-June. Some interruptions to natural gas service may occur, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Weather and working conditions may affect completion dates, with final paving and restoration to follow underground work.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.